Following the January 3rd Pocahontas County Commission meeting, we had the opportunity to talk with Commissioner Jamie Walker. Since this was his first commission meeting since his election in November, we asked him to talk about any issues before the commission that he feels are important to address.
Some of the most important things after the last meeting and this meeting is definitely the EMS and potentially the fire and rescue. They've kind of established something in the northern end, and that sort of bothers me. I'd like to see something go countywide if we're going to do it. I'm always a believer if you can't do it right, don't do it at all. But I think it needs to go north to south, and I think the southern end's taking just as hard a hit as the northern end from what I've gathered. But that's issues that'll have to be worked out as we move forward, and I guess we can only do what we can afford to do at this time, and I guess we'll start somewhere and finish somewhere. And then I guess internet, everybody's wanting internet. Personally, I don't really need the internet, but I realize it's very important to the county, it's very important to the businesses, and it's important to a lot of people coming and passing through here. So it needs upgraded, it needs work. I don't know with cost and inflation of wiring and just mechanisms in general of what it takes to make it work for everybody, if house to house from one end of the county to the other will ever have up-to-grade successful internet. However, I think you can get 90% of it relatively easy and get main trunk lines, and I'm definitely a supporter of that, and we'll do what I can to help that out. I think water, potentially sewer, in parts of our county, the Buckeye area, I think needs some attention, and I think they've done checked into that a little bit. I don't know how far along it is, but that's something I'd like to look into that I've talked to several people about. And just general operating of the courthouse. They've been talking about potentially tearing the jail down, and there's a lot of pros and cons on that issue, expansion, and just things we need to look into to move forward and make the county successful. But them's probably the main topics, just the general money and making sure it's managed and spent correctly.
What about the drug problem? You weren't here when 17 citizens came in all upset because there were three different drug houses in different areas of the county were ruining their quality of life. Plus, we had a bunch of shootings back in the early fall.
Well, I think, again, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, the county commission has some input on that, but I think a lot of that lies more into your law enforcement division, and that's something we'd have to work with them, and especially your prosecuting attorney and your sheriff, get them to work them issues out, because, I mean, the county commission can't go out and arrest somebody or investigate somebody, so you got to work through your other entities to see them issues resolved. Something that needs to be brought up and discussed and worked on. I mean, it needs fixed, but I don't think the commission in general is the person that's going to be responsible for fixing that. I think we can make recommendations and move forward from there.
Anything else that you'd like to add?
I think that's it. And I just would like to thank everybody that voted for me. And if you have any problems, questions, concerns, give me a call.
Okay. Thank you. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.